Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
If you've been paying attention to the news or to the buzzing at your ears when dusk approaches, then you would be on the defense against contracting the Zika virus. On this week's Healthline, we look at how Zika affects family planning. Following quickly on the heels of the chikungunya virus is Zika, which is also carried by the Aedes aegypti mosquito and is mostly noted by a rash, fever, headache, and joint pains. Though the most widely known mode of transmission is through the mosquito, sexual transmission of the Zika virus is also possible. Director of Communication and Public Relations at the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency, Diane Thomas, says Jamaicans ought to take the outbreak of the Zika virus into consideration before thinking of having a child at this time.
What we are trying to get them to do is, one, exercise responsibility, whether it is the use of a contraceptive method, whether it is delaying pregnancy, or if they are pregnant. And it's not just the woman's responsibility, because a man has to be in the picture for there to be a pregnancy. Because what we're trying to ensure is that individuals utilize contraceptive methods in this fight against Zika.
Zika has been linked to microcephaly in newborns. Microcephaly is a condition where babies are born with abnormally small heads and is associated with incomplete brain development. Ms. Thomas says epilepsy is also associated with microcephaly, as well as varying cognitive abilities in those affected. Following confirmation that the Zika virus can be sexually transmitted, as well as the link between contraction of the virus and microcephaly, the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency, an agency of the Ministry of Health, has resuscitated the Choose To campaign. The campaign encourages couples to use at least two methods of contraception to prevent pregnancy and sexual transmission of the Zika virus.
What we're also trying to do is to minimize the number of adverse pregnancy outcomes, fetal outcomes, adverse pregnancies. This particular message is using two methods through the Choose To campaign, the condom plus another safe and reliable method.
Ms. Thomas says with the possibility of condoms breaking, using another reliable contraceptive method will help to limit the chances of pregnancy. There have been 12 documented case studies on the sexual transmission of the Zika virus to date. Hence, the Health Ministry's advisory to be careful during this time.
What you don't want is for you to contract the virus and then you're not in a position to know what to do. So, open your ears to what is actually being disseminated, whether it's from the Ministry of Health, the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency, and get that information into your psyche.
Director of Communication and Public Relations at the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency, Diane Thomas. Ms. Thomas says Jamaicans must be proactive instead of reactive in their decisions on family planning, as those made now can have implications for the future and that of their unborn child. Jamaica has 44 confirmed cases of Zika, among them 7 pregnant women. Another 224 pregnant women are among the number of suspected Zika cases documented by the Ministry of Health. There are 2,524 suspected cases to date. That's it for Healthline this week. Join us again next week for more. I am Twyla Whelan, and until next time, stay healthy.
It's Emancipendence time again, and Pika joins JCDC in celebrating Jamaica 54. Come and apply for your passport, Jamaican citizenship, as well as unconditional landing and extension of stay at the Independence Village Randy Williams Entertainment Center, August 1 to 6 from noon to 4 p.m. Pay using debit and credit card only. Pika at Independence Village 2016, August 1 to 6, 12 to 4 p.m. Hey, Columbus came.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.